In the 1850s and 1860s, there had been skirmishes between Native Americans and settlers in the area of northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Those tensions led one community to band together in an effort to protect their lives. The story is told here and is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Along Interstate 90 at Jackson, Minnesota, you'll find the reconstruction of a fort that dates to the days of the Civil War. As King Cruz explains, that fort had nothing to do with the war between the states back east.
The first settlers came here in 1856. In 1857, there was an Indian by the name of Inkpaduta, and he's probably more well-known because he led in the attack at Spirit Lake and Okoboji.
The incident at Okoboji left 33 dead and 4 girls were taken hostage. The attack found its way north to this community as well.
The town at that time was called Springfield. So they attacked the settlement up here. They killed 2 of the Woods brothers at the trading post. Then they attacked and went to the other cabins, and they killed 7 other settlers and wounded 3.
A few years later, in 1862, the community was again subject to an attack in what is today known as the Dakota War.
They happened to come down here into the area just north of town here where our Norwegian settlers had settled, and they killed 13 of the settlers there. And wounded several others.
Those 2 events led the people of the area to make a change if they were going to attempt to live and farm in the area.
So everyone fled the area for a while, and when they decided to return, they said, you know what, the military is still fighting the Civil War. We have to do something to protect ourselves. And so in 1864, they took an existing log cabin, built a stockade around it, and there were 11 families that moved into this 18-by-26 building, 44 people on a regular basis.
That small cabin and stockade, called Fort Belmont, is recreated here today. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Jackson, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.